commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, in one of the ending parts of the message, talks about the primary instrument the enemy is using and mentions, "The enemy has focused its schemes in hybrid warfare on two targets, the resilience of the people and trying to create errors in the assessments of the country's officials. The primary instrument the enemy is using for both objectives is sowing the seeds of doubt, despair, fear, mistrust, and discord." So, previously we mentioned that this message by Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei argues that social capital is weakened through a kind of progressive chain. First, it is doubt. Then, when doubt reaches conclusion, it becomes despair. Then fear and mistrust, and then discord. So, doubt begins when people question their ability to resist, achieve victory. They question whether they can trust officials or not, or whether they can overcome a crisis. Unanswered doubt can develop into despair. And despair is more dangerous because it represents a loss of hope and reduces society's willingness and capacity to resist hardship. Fear emerges from this kind of despair, replacing rational judgment with anxiety. It can undermine courage. It can undermine and narrow people's perspectives and horizons, and lead both citizens and officials to make decisions they would not normally make. But the point is that this is not the end. Fear gradually gives rise to suspicion, to a kind of mistrust, a society that is worried and anxious, rather than focusing on the principal threat, turns its attention inward. Suspicion increases in the society. Trust begins to erode. Instead of uniting, instead of being as a single one to confront the enemy, people continually undermine one another. They accuse each other of betrayals. And then the final link in this chain is division. Ayatollah Khamenei says the primary instrument the enemy is using is sowing the seeds of doubt, despair, fear, mistrust, and discord, and division. So division does not mean diversity of viewpoints. A healthy society naturally encompasses a plurality of opinions. But rather, what is meant by this kind of division is the emergence of rifts that destroy trust and collective cooperation. At this stage, the enemy no longer needs to inflict major blows because society, by disregarding the enemy, becomes preoccupied with internal conflict. And this is the cycle that Ayatollah Khamenei is mentioning. Setting this cycle in motion is the greatest dream and aspiration of the American Zionist enemy. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. guiding me.